Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Rivas. Batting second. The right fielder, Chad Allen. Batting third. The first baseman, Doug Mankiewicz. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Corey Koski. Batting fifth. The DH, David Ortiz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Denny Hocking. Batting ninth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eric Milton. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The DH, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rivas takes first base on ball 4. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Rivas. The throw from Diaz to Vizquel and they have Rivas trapped. The throw over to Thome, who applies the tag for the out. 2 outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mankiewicz hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Alomar moves to third. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Koski is called out on strikes. 1 out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ortiz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Ortiz reaches second base with a double. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ortiz scores. Jones moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hocking is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pierzynski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rivas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rivas takes first base on ball 4. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Doug Mankiewicz, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mankiewicz is 0 for 1 in the game. Mankiewicz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Koski is 0 for 1 in the game. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive towards first. Mankiewicz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. 2 outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ortiz is called out on strikes. 1 out. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter bunts towards third. Fryman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Colon fires to first and picks off Hunter. 2 outs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mankiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tommy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordova hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hocking hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierzynski takes first base on ball 4. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rivas is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Rivas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Colon, and towards Fryman, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Pierzynski moves to second. 2 outs. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Colon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rivas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton strikes out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Mankiewicz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mankiewicz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mankiewicz hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Koski is 0 for 2 in the game. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koski for the out. 2 outs. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rivas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Burks reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordova hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pierzynski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hocking is 0-for-2 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-2 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz bunts towards third. Koski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-3 in the game. Lofton bunts towards third. Koski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Diaz moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Diaz scores. Lofton moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Hocking settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Pierzynski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pierzynski takes first base on ball 4. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rivas is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Rivas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Alomar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Indians will come to bat. Todd Jones now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Holbert Cabrera now playing left field. John Rocker now pitching. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankiewicz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mankiewicz moves to third. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 0-for-3 in the game. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Jason Maxwell pinch runs for David Ortiz. Bob Wickman now pitching. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Mankiewicz scores. 2 outs. It's Twins, 4, Indians, 4. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunter. The throw from Diaz and he is safe. Hunter steals second. Jacques Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jones is walked intentionally. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0-for-3 in the game. Hocking hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunter moves to third. Jones moves to second. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pierzynski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gonzalez who is chasing the ball. Pierzynski reaches third base with a triple. Hunter scores. Jones scores. Hocking goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Twins. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rivas is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Rivas hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. LaTroy Hawkins now pitching. Travis Fryman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allen. Vizquel reaches second base with a double. Lofton goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5 Twins. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. It's 7-6, Twins. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alomar moves to second. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Alomar. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Alomar steals third. Juan Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gonzalez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allen. Gonzalez reaches second base with a double. Alomar scores. It's Twins, 7, Indians, 7. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Burks is walked intentionally. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Pierzynski for a passed ball. Gonzalez moves to third. Burks moves to second. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 7. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mankiewicz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mankiewicz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Koski is 0-for-4 in the game. Koski strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Keelty pinch hits for Jason Maxwell. Bobby Keelty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Keelty hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Wells now pitching. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-4 in the game. Fryman is hit by the pitch. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Fryman. The throw from Pierzynski and he is out, Rivas applying the tag. 2 outs. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hawking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 7. The Twins will come to bat. Dennis Baez now pitching. Torrey Hunter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunter takes first base on ball 4. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hocking is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Lofton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allen, who is chasing the ball. Lofton reaches third base with a triple. Brian Buchanan now playing right field. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar is walked intentionally. Vizquel moves to second. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. Alomar moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.